I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God. Thank God. He undertakes for me. You may be seated. The Word of God is very straight shooting. When God draws His bow and fixes His arrow and aims at a certain person or a certain heart, that arrow is bound to reach where God has purposed that it should reach. How solemn is the time of the gospel service. How solemn is the time when the Spirit of God applies the power of God to the preaching of the Word of God. There's powerful pressure upon the preacher as he stands to deliver his soul. There's powerful pressure on the ungodly as the Spirit of God tells us in His Word. And He tells us in His Word that His Word will not return unto Him void, for it will accomplish that for which the Lord has sent it. No one can hide from the arrows of the gospel. No one can find a hiding place for those that are the targets of the Holy Ghost. May God give us such targets this night. And may God bless His Word to our hearts and to our minds and to our souls. We have been reading the precious and mighty Word of the living God. And we have been thinking upon these great thoughts that God reveals to us from His precious mind and heart and inward being. Oh, that God might would release His power upon all our hearts. That as Christians we will awaken to see the peril in which our loved ones are. And as those who travel the broad road to hell, oh, God needs to awaken them to see before them the fire from which there will be no escape. The darkness from which there will be no light. And the sorrow and the tears from which they will be punished for all eternity. Eternity, eternity, where will you be, my dear friend, in eternity? There are many striking characters in the Word of God. But in the portion of Scripture that we have been referring to tonight, And in the narrative that we have read about tonight, we are brought face to face with a strange character. A character that had made up that he would destroy himself, destroy his family, and destroy the children of Israel. What a task. What a target. We would indeed need to ring the bells and arouse the people. Because, listen to it, because there is wrath, beware. Lest he take thee away with a stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. The bells are ringing. The awakening voice of God is ringing out its message. This could be the last time you'll ever sit in a gospel meeting. This could be the last time that you've had the opportunity to seek the Lord while he may be found and to call upon him while he is near. This could be the final occupation. There was a man who lived in the time of Oliver Cromwell. His name was John Bunyan. He was not an educated man. He was actually a man who mended the pots and mended the cooking utensils. And he was just a simple man. But he was a drunk. His language was dishonoring to God and brought rebellion to his inmost soul. They called him John a Bunyan. But one day, God spoke to this man. Nobody cared for him. They laughed, they sneered, they joked about him, and they said he's more often in prison than out of it. But thank God, there were those in the city of Bedford who prayed for him, and there was a God in heaven who answered the prayers that were prayed for him. And that man, John Bunyan, became one of the greatest Christians of his day and generation. And wrote one of the most blessed books on the Christian's pathway to heaven, called The Pilgrim's Progress. What a man! He was changed. The great John Owen, the leading preacher of the Puritan era, said to the king one day when he was speaking to him, I would give all my learning just to be able to speak one or two sentences with power like the great John Bunyan. What a man. And John Bunyan refused to be silenced. He did 14 long years in prison. But if he had not have done that, we wouldn't have had the testimony of the wonderful book that he wrote. Nor would many people further down in other centuries would never have come to know Christ, whom to know is life everlasting. Evil men decided to shut him up and shut him down. But when God takes a man, no one can shut him up. He will stand fearlessly against the darkest storm that hell's hate can pour upon him. And so, in the Cromwellian era in which this great man lived, he became a bright and a shining light. Just a few hundreds of his great book were published, but they were read and re-read until they were worn out with the thumb marks upon them, worn out with the tears that were poured upon them, worn out with hands that shook as they read the way to heaven as taught by Bunyan. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And that's what John Bunyan did. He carried everything to God in prayer. In his day, there lived a very evil man, Judge Jeffreys, a drunkard, a curser, a liar, a murderer, and a cheat in every phrase of life. But he was reached in conviction by one man. And that one man was a man of whom I speak, John Bunyan. No other preacher made any impression on him but this great preacher that God had saved from the depths. And in spite of all the opposition, in spite of all the fighting and the killing and the bloodletting and the jailing and the attacks on body and soul, John Bunyan lived. But one day, as he was thinking of that evil man, Judge Jeffreys, God spoke to Bunyan and said, John, I want you to write a book, and I want you to call it Mr. Badman, because of all the men in England, there's one bad, wicked, devilish, and devil-incarcerated man. And that is this so-called judge. I want you to write the book faithfully. I want you to write the book strongly. I want you to write the book with your pen and the ink of fire, because I'm going to use this book to reach hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Bunyan sat in the prison cell, and he cried out, "Oh God, I am a nobody and a nothing. You have set me a task. I'd like to run away, but I can't do that. And so I'm asking you to help me." And the Holy Spirit helped him. And the book, The Life and Death of Mr. Badman, was written. It had a tremendous effect. An avalanche of Holy Ghost power set in every church in which it was read, and every church pew where people pondered that book. The man that wrote it was a graduate of no school, attended no theology lessons, but he was instructed by the Holy Spirit. And thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children were saved through the book of the ignorant man, John Bunyan. For it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. What a man he was. But if the life of that book was great, when John Bunyan died, the life of that book became greater still. And that man despised, hated, denounced, and jailed, and persecuted, and attempts made to poison him, that man prevailed. And so did his book. Because that book was a presentation of a person. A person who, for John Bunyan, saved his soul from hell and brought him to heaven. And there's a bright shining spirit at the throne of God tonight. It's the spirit of the redeemed, whiter than snow, man of God, John Bunyan. What a story and what a record. I trust you will take up and you will read especially some of the passages that we have merely skimmed tonight, which bring out the story of this man. And today, people still read and still are turned from darkness to light and from the power of sin and Satan to God, because John Bunyan was faithful unto death, and Christ did give him a wonderful spirit of life. I trust that we will see a movement of the Holy Spirit in our day, as John Bunyan saw in him. And I'm glad today to be able to say that God did a work, a great work, a work that will never pass away, but shall abide forever. Oh, the wonder of it. A man ignorant, a man when he started to write his books could spell no word at all in the English language. And yet a man who gave all he had to God. And God took all that he had that was given to him, and by the power of the Spirit of God, turned an ignorant man into a great scholar. And a man who knew not theology into a great theologian, because of his changing power and because of his unchanging love. You have been fortunate. You have been brought up in a Christian country. You have heard of these great books that were written. You have seen the difference between lost souls and saved souls. And you're in this meeting tonight. Thank God you're still breathing. Thank God you're still in life. Thank God God has not sent you down to hell where you rightfully belong, because he's a God of love, a God of infinite compassion, and a God of grace. I trust that today these remarks that I have made will sink into your inmost soul, and you will seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. The best thing you could do for your family is to get a copy of Bunyan's book and give it to every one of your children. I'm glad that my father gave me a copy when I was a little boy. I still have it. It's thumb marked and it is tear marked. For as I read it, I was moved by the power of God. And I'm looking forward to that day when this preacher will stand with another preacher together at the throne of God, and we'll exchange greetings together. Two preachers who believed in the same Savior, who were washed in the same blood, and are called to live forever in the same heaven. To be there. Oh, what must it be to be there? Sinner, how thy heart is troubled. God is coming very near. Do not hide thy deep emotion. Do not check the falling tear. Oh, be saved. His grace is free. Oh, be saved. He died for thee. I have just one word for you. It was the word that the great preacher always finished his sermon with. And he used to tell the people, I have nothing more to say, but come. 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 For all things are now ready. I trust none of you will turn your back on the invitation. But you'll hasten to the cross. You'll wash your robe and make it white in the blood of the Lamb. And if you never have started for heaven, you can start now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May it be your accepted time this day, for Jesus' sake. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank thee for the joy of the gospel. We thank thee for saving John Bunyan and making him the man he was. And we thank thee that one day we will meet him and will tell the story, saved by grace. Hear this our prayer this day for Christ's sake. And everybody said, amen. Amen.